This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale is taking a closer look at statesmanship. And as a part of that, they'll be authoring a book coming out later this month. John Shaw is the director of the Simon Institute. So when we talk about statesmanship, that's something that Paul Simon was well known for. He angered his constituents a lot because he said, well, look, I'm voting on what's best for the country, for the world, in many cases. How important is statesmanship, especially in this political climate?
Well, it's important and it's rare. And I think one of the things about statesmanship is that it's a term that has literally been thrown around since Aristotle and Plato. You can spend your life trying to deconstruct what it actually means. But I think at its core, it's an approach to public service that asks what is in the public interest, what is in the national interest first. And then, you know, politicians are human beings. They then are going to think about how policies affect their personal circumstances, their party affiliation. But to me, for statesmanship, the first question is what is in the broad public interest? And I think that's what made Paul Simon so unique. And a lot of areas, he would break against what he knew were the wishes of his constituents and say, you know, you elected me here to display my judgment, not to just, you know, look at polls and sort of mimic what the polls say. And that's really, I think, one of the core elements of statesmanship.
And you're going to be talking on Sunday, the 26th at 5:30. This event's at the Epiphany Lutheran Church in Carbondale, part of the United Nations Association of the USA, the Southern Illinois chapter's
right.
annual meeting. This is Restoring Statesmanship, the title, to a Beleaguered World. Are there statesmen out there?
Well, what I'm going to try to point out is that the core definition of statesmanship is applicable in our country. It's applicable on the global scene. And it's particularly applicable, I think, to in smaller communities. I mean, that's one of the things that we're looking at as part of this overall initiative is seeing if there's statesmanship occurring in local governments. Are there mayors, city council people who are doing hard things, who are making decisions with an eye towards the long term rather than, you know, getting through to the next election? So one of the points I'm going to make is that statesmanship, you know, is most glamorous on the global stage where you have, you know, Kissinger going to China or Nelson Mandela. But I also want to point out that it can occur at the local level. In fact, one of the parts of this initiative that I'm very excited about is that we are putting together an award to look at statesmanship in Illinois, to just ground this initiative in, you know, the community that we live in and trying to find local leaders who are doing things that are hard and courageous and visionary. So I'm going to be focusing on that, and then I'm also going to look at the global scene. But I am going to spend a lot of time talking about the United States, because I was talking to a Swedish friend about this initiative, and he said, if you can restore statesmanship to the United States, the world will be very, very grateful. I mean, I think the fact that that statesmanship has faded from the American vernacular and the American political ethos for many years. It's, you know, the last couple of years have been very tough, but I think even over a longer term, this ethos seems to have faded. There's a lot of talk about leadership, but it tends to be of a very kind of transactional sort of leadership rather than these, you know, people who are doing things for the long term.
We see activists like Greta Thunberg and young people who are getting out and saying things have to change. Is this going to take a groundswell from the young, or is there an opportunity for change among middle-aged or even older people?
Well, one of the things I think is true is that I think that to have the kind of renaissance that we're looking for, it has to happen in both directions. I think we need to reestablish statesmanship as an aspiration, as a political goal. But I think the critical piece is we have to reestablish citizenship as a responsibility. And I think you know, the cliche is people get the sort of leaders they deserve. And I think what we need to do is become better citizens, because I think as we become better citizens, we're far more demanding of our leaders. You know, when you're working in a local community on a project, you can sort of see who solves problems, who gets things done. And I think you develop a better appreciation for that skill as opposed to someone who'll say, oh yeah, I'll take care of it and then never deliver. So I think for statesmanship to be reestablished in the country and the world, it needs to happen in both directions. We need to reestablish it at the leadership level, but also I think we need a much more active and engaged citizenry.
Sure. And again, the event is coming up this Sunday, January 26th. It's the annual meeting for the Southern Illinois chapter of the United Nations Association of the USA. The meeting is at Epiphany Lutheran Church. That's on Chautauqua Road in Carbondale. And you can get more information by looking up the UNA USA Southern Illinois chapter online. John, short amount of time remaining, but there's a book coming out this spring from the Institute dealing with statesmanship.
It is. It's something we've been working on for more than a year, and it's going to define statesmanship. It's going to give some case studies, some real world examples, including a couple who've been serving in Congress relatively recently. We're going to talk about Richard Lugar and Lee Hamilton, both of Indiana, to show that this is something that can happen in 21st century America.
Certainly. Stay tuned for that. John Shaw is the director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale. John, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.